Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kilayim. Typically, when wool is sheared from the sheep, it is then, as we had discussed in the previous Mishnah, it is then combed out to make it nice and straight and get rid of the stuff that might be stuck in it. And then it is spun into string, and then that string is then woven into a garment. But there is another way in which wool is processed to make fabric, and that is by pressing it. And when wool is pressed together, it makes felt. The material felt is made out of pressed wool. And so, as we have discussed in the previous Mishnah, certainly according to the Rishonim that we followed in our reading of the Mishnah, in order for there to be Kilayim shot in his midaraisa, it would have to be combed and spun and woven. That, of course, is not true for felt. Nevertheless, our Mishnah says, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Levadim Asurim. The felt is forbidden. Now, it's an Asur Midarabanan, right? It's not Asur Midaraisa because it's not Tavo Yanuz, but it's Asur Midarabanan Mipnei Shehem Shuim because it is combed. Right, so we comb out the wool before we press it into a felt, and therefore that felt can then not be used with linen. And of course, it is equally true that you can't press flax and wool fibers together to create a shotness felt. Piv shel tzemer, b'shel pishtan. A piv is an edging. So a fabric that is woven on a loom, its weak points are kind of at the edge because the weave can kind of come apart. And so sometimes it would sew a piece of fabric around the edge as an edging, and that would prevent the weave from coming apart. And also, as the garment ages or as the fabric ages, it will prevent fraying. And so that is the purpose of this piv. And so the case of our Mishnah is a wool piv on a linen fabric, right? A linen weave. So, asur mipnei shem chozrim ba'arig. It is forbidden to do. That is forbidden to do. And the reason that it's forbidden to do is that the edging encases, it encloses the edge of the weave so that the woven strands are fully encased within the edging, and it's attached firmly, so that therefore they are basically fully enclosed and attached, and that is shatnez. Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. Rabbi Yossi brings us, however, another halacha, which the Tanakhama doesn't necessarily agree with. Rabbi Yossi omer, Meshichos shel argamon asuros. If you have a bathrobe, and your bathrobe is made out of linen, and the rope, right, the belt that you use to tie your bathrobe, and the example specifically in our Mishnah is a rope that is made out of purple wool, argaman. You're not allowed to have one of those on a linen bathrobe. And the reason for that is neshu molel ad shelo kosher, because the way that you would normally do, that many people do, is that the belt is attached to the back of the robe with a simple stitch or two, just to prevent the belt from getting lost when it's not tied, right? Because when it's tied, obviously it's firmly attached. But when it's untied, it can easily fall off and get lost. And so therefore, it is customary to attach it in the back, lightly attached with maybe a stitch or two, so that the belt doesn't separate when it's untied. So that, says Rabbi Yossi, is sufficient to make it considered connected, and therefore, if it's a wool belt and a linen robe, then that's shatnez. And the final case in our Mishnah, lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtan l'achagar bas masnav. We're talking here about a belt that is made out of woven fabric, and you took, or what you can't do is you cannot take a woven belt of wool and a woven belt of linen and attach them together so that you have a double thick belt that is made essentially of wool and linen. So you can't do that. That's shatnez. And not only that, but right, lachugromas masnav, to kind of like hold up your pants, right? You cannot do that. And af al pi sharetzua ba'emtza. Not only can you not do it if they're directly attached to another, but you can't even do it if there's a leather strap in between. So you have a linen belt, which is attached to a leather belt, and then on the other side of the leather belt, there's a woolen belt. And the three are then kind of attached together. So that's not allowed, because that, even though the leather is between the wool and the linen, it's still all one beged. It is still considered fully attached. And the fact that the linen and the wool don't actually touch each other is not relevant. It's still considered kilayim.